of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Monsters, Inc. Tattoo Parlor. Experts of art on fur, scales, and mucous membranes.
To all who have come to this podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And with new episodes coming out every Tuesday and Thursday for y'all, why not get a free annual pass by subscribing to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, or wherever you get your podcasts. Simply search Obscure Disney Podcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
We are even at the Carousel of Progress.
What?
Do you remember that?
What?
Yeah.
I do remember the do you remember the Carousel of Progress?
So I lovingly refer to that as the abandoned building that has meet and greets in it.
Oh, the poor Disneyland Carousel of Progress. It's so sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Now, we're talking at Disneyland. When you go into Tomorrowland, in the back, there's that round building. And we've been going now since you started taking me in 2012 to Disneyland, right? And since then, I said, gosh, this is such a glorious building. They really need to put something good in here.
And I said, there used to be something good in here.
Yeah.
It's so sad. Well, it's interesting that that building was built specifically for the Carousel of Progress, which Disney built for the 1964 World's Fair for General Electric. And it's the original concept was kind of just showing the advancements that have been made with electricity, right? And Disney loved this idea. There's lots of videos of him being hands-on with the project and being excited about it. Disney loved the progress stuff.
Yeah.
He loved the futurist kind of stuff. And he even said, oh, I love this so this attraction will never close, basically, Disney said. And then it closed.
And then it oh gosh.
Well, it closed in Disneyland, at least.
It's open in Disneyland from 1967 to 1973.
Right. And then in 1973 they packed it up and sent it to Florida. So I think it was because General Electric wanted more international people to see the show and be excited about electricity, you know?
Okay.
And California, they thought, was too much of a locals park where just local people went.
Oh. And that could have been, like, shortly after, like, Disney World was getting started, and they really wanted to push for that to be there.
It was ramping up to open, which is, you know, fun fact, obscure fact, that means that the Carousel of Progress is one of the few things in Disney World that Walt actually touched.
Oh, that's
nice.
Yeah, because he never did make it to Disney World.
He did not. Walt Disney World, as they demand it be called, right?
Right.
So, yeah, it was shut down, what did you say, 73?
Yeah, 1973.
Right, and that was interesting, too, because they were then looking for something else to put in there.
So that means that the Carousel of Progress that is at Disney World, that is the original ride that was at Disneyland.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
So when we go there, you can appreciate the fact that it's an original Disneyland ride.
How dated is that ride now?
I mean, they've done updates to it.
Okay.
Nothing extreme, though. There's still some cringy parts.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word.
Oh, I'm like, excited. Well, I can't wait to see it.
Oh, good. I'm so excited to see cringy things in a Disney ride.
Right.
But it's interesting that in 1974, the building that the Carousel of Progress was built in got switched to a new attraction. And what I found interesting was that the Carousel of Progress, the idea was that the audience sat and then their seats would rotate around a central stage, right? And so okay. the scene would change every 4 minutes, but you wouldn't have to get up and change theaters. It would move you to a new theater. And with the Carousel of Progress, it rotated clockwise. But then when they put in the new ride, it
America Sings,
okay. it rotated counterclockwise for some reason.
Oh, that is interesting.
Like, you think that would be a major feat to try to switch the direction of an entire building that rotates, right?
Maybe not. It could have just been a couple of switches that they just had a switch downstairs, you know, maybe put the pulley from one direction to the other. Maybe. I wonder
like like an old school scientist lab where you just throw the switch. Pull the lever, Krunk. Why do we even have that lever?
Flip it the opposite way. There you go.
And, but like you said, they were putting in America Sings for America's Bicentennial. Just a celebration of American music, basically. And they decided to do it because of my favorite ride, the Country Bear Jamboree. Which is also no longer at Disneyland, which is a major bone of contention for me.
How did Country Bears make way for America Sings?
Well, Country Bear opened in 1972 and became very popular.
Yeah.
It's a very easy show to run. There's no people involved. It's just a bunch of animatronic bears.
True.
And so they thought, why not do another show that people, you know, it gives them a reason to be in an air-conditioned building for an extended amount of time at least.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a good place for tired parents to nap, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think you would fall asleep in, like, Carousel of Progress or America Sings or anything like that?
I doubt it. I don't think I've ever been able to fall asleep at Disney, even on those days at work. Because when we go, it's literally rope drop to, like, what them pushing us out of the park at the end of the day. That's not... I mean, we usually leave after the fireworks-ish, kind of.
But depending on how much we got done that day.
Yeah. So, but I... And no, I'm completely... Are you kidding me with all of those raspberry cokes that you can get there?
Just sugar with more sugar poured into sugar.
Oh, it's completely
true. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But the America Sings also, right after it opened, had a little bit of an issue. Well, not even a little bit. It had a major issue. There was a cast member working America Sings, and there are conflicting accounts as to what happened, but the end result is always the same. She was somewhere she was not supposed to be. And as the theaters rotated, she was trapped between two walls and crushed by this ride.
Well, that's graphic.
Right?
Ooh.
Think of how traumatic that would be. Should be there. Anyway, terrible, horrible accident.
It was the 70s. It's the way we lived back then.
The world was a dangerous place in 1974. But they went in afterward and put in a bunch of breakaway walls so that wouldn't happen again, obviously. And the ride went on through the 80s, almost to the 90s. It closed in like 1988.
Right.
Which is crazy that it went that long after something like that happened. I don't know that people would be as forgiving these days.
There's other rides that people have died on as well. Not normally cast members, but...
Right.
That's probably the only cast member, right, that's ever died?
You know, I couldn't say definitively, but it's the most famous one, I think.
Yeah. Funny, that ride doesn't scare me, but, you know, other rides do. Like, right. And nobody's ever died on those rides.
That we know of.
Right. It's true. But Mark Davis's wife, right? Is that right?
Alice Davis?
She speculated that that was part of the reason that the ride ended up closing. But that's not true if it was open for 14 years later.
Right. Like, it may have been like, oh, and remember that cast member died in there. Maybe we should close it now.
So we've been looking to get rid of it anyway.
Maybe. But, I mean, they were harvesting characters from there for a long time. Because, like, in 1986, they took two of the geese from America Sings and put them in Star Tours.
Oh.
They're still there now, so if you're at Disneyland, check out the droids that are checking your luggage and talking to you as you walk through, and look at their feet, because for whatever reason, they left the webbed feet on the poor geese. And then the rest of it is just exposed robotics.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
That is interesting. Do you think that's where... are they now claiming that it's an homage to the original ride, or is it just something that they literally just didn't do?
I think they just needed... They needed animatronics for Star Tours, so they just took them.
Right.
Just like thieves in the night, they snuck in and made off with a couple of geese.
And then people look down and notice that the feet are original, and they're like, no, we did that for you, just so you can remember what they once were.
Wink, wink, Dutch Nuzz,
see?
Mickey.
It's all for you guys. When the truth was, they just didn't want to worry about it.
Well, I wonder if they miss all their friends, though, that migrated to the Splash Mountain ride, too.
At least they're in the right part of the park.
They still have their skin on, at the very least.
That's true. Oh, really? Because all the other ones ended up in Splash Mountain?
Yes. So, literally, when they were building Splash Mountain, they were going very much over budget.
Mm.
And they're like, we need life in this ride, and America Sings was losing popularity. So all the animatronics just up and moved over to Critter Country and moved into Splash Mountain.
Oh.
So it's fun now to go through Splash Mountain as someone that was on America Sings and see the characters again. It's kind of cool.
Hmm. Those characters on that ride seem so modern to me. Like, they feel like they are relatively new. So it's hard to believe that they were out of a ride out of 1974.
Right? And I don't know if they did, like, updates to them or continually do updates to them, but they do look very fluid still.
Yeah.
They're not jerky or...
No.
Broken.
No, they're amazing to tease on the way out. The ones on the very end with the flapping arms, remember?
Oh, the gospel singing chickens are my favorite.
That's the ride itself is hard to get through because you get so dang wet.
I always get wet on that ride.
But it's always worth it because the ride itself is so incredible. If they could just take the water off of Splash Mountain.
Just make it a dry mountain.
Right.
A sand mountain.
Well, when they were doing that refurb on it and they had all the water out, that's when I was like, this sounds perfect. Let's just do it this way. Like, you know, we don't need that big hill on the end. Can't you just stop it right there and then let us get out and just, you know, drop the cart? That's
okay. Now you're just taking all the fun out of the ride. You've got to at least go down the drop.
How old am I when I start saying,
right? Grandpa. Papa, let's go on the ride.
Oh, but that building now, so back to the round building in the middle of Tomorrowland.
Right.
So since then, they closed America Sings in 1988, and then it just becomes a meet and greet building?
Well, yeah, it was closed for 10 years, basically. And there were plans to renovate Tomorrowland. I think they called the project like Tomorrowland 2055 or something along those lines. And they were ramping up to put in all sorts of neat things in Tomorrowland. And then Disneyland Paris happened and cost so much money that they just had to scrap a bunch of projects.
Oh.
Poor Disneyland Paris.
Oh.
I've never been, but it better be good because it ruined Tomorrowland at Disneyland.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah, they even had like another animatronic singing show that was supposed to go in to that round building.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. I wrote down the name.
Do you know what they should totally do, though? Totally make it into like a hologram show now.
They should do a show in there.
With just holograms.
Legitimately.
I'm telling you, this is it right here, people.
Right.
I want to start a campaign. Everybody write in to Disney, not us. Disney.
Not us. We can't do anything.
Tell them we want an all hologram show.
If Mr. Banks, the villain that we came up with during Ant-Man and the Wasp, was in charge, he would totally put in an awesome show in that circular building.
Nothing but holograms. Oh, it'd be great. Okay, so that would be fun to put in there. But we went in there, because when we first went there, they had that Honda robot. What was his name? Like Oswald? No, not Oswald. That's not it.
Osmo?
Osmo, yes. They had Osmo there, the like completely independent robot that could anticipate movement and that kind of thing. Remember we saw that show in there and they had us
too.
And it was this teeny little theater on the upper level in the back corner and where they squoze a whole ton of us in there. It was like standing room only to see this robot. It was amazing. Hot.
He was a cool robot, wasn't he?
Yes.
I forgot about that.
That was such a fun exhibit. I loved that. That building was really popular that day that we went in there.
Was it busy?
It was incredibly busy. Obviously, that room was. And then they had a bunch of other stuff. I feel like after that is when they put the Iron Man costumes in there and stuff.
Yeah, like lately it's become like a superhero / Star Wars meet and greet building.
Right.
Which, you know, I can appreciate the fact that it's nice to do meet and greets inside. You know, you don't want to stand outside to meet people all the time.
Right.
but it's such a huge building that could really pull a lot of people into it.
Yeah.
And give them something to do for a minute. And I don't think the meet and greets do enough. Do you?
No. I feel like you could definitely put a lot more people in there. It'd be fun if they could even move that Star Wars Training Academy. Is that right?
Right, yeah. The thing they did with the kids.
If they could take that and move that into the building to open up that food court area, because that area feels really, obviously, it's like one of the most packed parts of the park.
Oh, you're right.
So if you can move that
out, because the Star Wars Jedi Academy is where they take kids and train them to be Jedi, and then they fight Darth Vader.
Right. And it's it looks like a great show.
It looks like a fun show. It's always super, super crowded because they do it outside a restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's way too crowded, too hot, that unless your kid is in it, I doubt people stand around too much to watch it.
Yeah,
but I think it's a great idea to move it into the building, though.
If they did put it inside the building, and if they still had the kids trained as the Jedi's kind of a thing, mm-hmm. I would absolutely go in there and sit down and watch other little kids. Like, because they're entertaining as heck.
Get really into it.
Oh, my gosh. It is like, that's worth the price of admission alone for those families. It's just so their kids need to get into the training academy.
Well, have you seen the video of the little girl and Darth Vader tells the kids to pledge themselves to the dark side and she agrees to it and says, okay. I know a few people that would probably pledge themselves to the dark side.
Oh, I totally would.
Would you?
Sure, why not?
Because it's the dark side.
Mm, they do just as good
as me. I think you're too jovial to be on the dark side.
That's probably... That's
their costumes are hot. I bet wearing a helmet all day would just make you grumpy.
Oh my gosh, I would be so grumpy. Yeah, that's true.
Then you'd be perfect for the dark side. That is the grumpy hilarious. Guy wearing a helmet. Darth Grump.
Was everybody surprised when she said yes?
I think so. Yeah, it's not supposed to happen, and I don't think anyone knew what to do when she agreed to it. Like, you're like, okay, well, I guess you'll stand over here next to Darth Vader now. Yeah. You know, like, enjoy the rest of your day at Disneyland as a member of Darth Vader's army.
So
I don't
that
know.
Would be something fun to do in that building as well. It would be to better utilize that space. It just feels like Tomorrowland in general is so dang crowded.
It's so crowded. Why is it the most crowded
part
of the park?
It's because they leave all these abandoned rides in there. There's like that big old theater for the EO, Captain EO was in.
Oh, I love Captain EO.
And it's a huge, gorgeous theater. Well, it's not gorgeous really because it's pretty old now, but it's a great big theater and it's like basically abandoned. It takes up how much space?
Right.
And then you have the Carousel of Progress building that takes up so much space.
Right.
And then you have... And then you have the what were the cars called? The People Mover track?
The People Mover.
And the People Mover, it's really, really cool, but it takes so... I mean, to have three big abandoned rides in that tight of quarters is a bit much. And then you want to talk about how much room Autopia takes up.
That takes up a lot of room, too. But that one's still pretty popular.
It's popular for everybody but me. It scares me. Like, that was...
You're scared of Autopia?
Just because I don't think it was meant for adult-sized guys to get on.
I thought maybe you thought that car was going to break down.
It's all the fear that I had as an early teenager driving, you know, like, oh, I hope we make it.
I just thought maybe you were afraid you weren't a very good driver. The Disney people were going to make fun of you.
I could teach those people all how to drive.
Okay. Well, maybe you should, because I've seen some kids on there that need some driving lessons.
Right. Do you remember that time that we watched all of the, like, you could stand at the top of the monorail, and every time the cars turn the corner on that ride, you could judge what kind of parent they were by the way that they were handling their kids.
The helicopter parents basically had one hand on the wheel, and then the completely laid back parents were just bouncing off the rails on both sides going, okay, whatever.
I'm telling you. Oh, and then the people would get so mad, they'd be like, stop it! Don't!
You're doing it wrong!
Right? Oh my gosh, it is the best. I wish we would have videoed that so that we could do some, you know,
Yeah, if you have any video of your kids bouncing off the rails at Autotopia, I would love to see it.
Yeah, please send it to us. We totally need to see it. But anyway, so you add all of that together in that really cramped part of the park, all of these, you know, abandoned attractions.
Right.
Yeah, it seems crazy to me that they have that then big, huge, glorious building that they have, like, two meet and greets in.
Right.
You know, that's kind of like
they're doing a lot of things at Disney right now. I would like to think that maybe after Galaxy's Edge opens, they might put a little time into Tomorrowland and give it a little bit more love. I mean, the only good thing about the People Mover still being there is that it gives you shade when you're walking through there.
Right.
But there's so many people there that you basically get hot standing under the shade anyway because there's so many people standing around.
And how great would it have been, you probably have never seen this, but at the Rio Casino in Vegas, they used to have like a Mardi Gras parade that would, it was on a track on the ceiling that would go all around the casino.
Oh.
And they throw beads at you and kind of stuff. And it was a great big fun thing. Like, how fun would it be if they were to take that old track of People Mover and like put a sky parade up above your head
in
there.
Oh my goodness.
Wouldn't that be super fun?
If you thought Tomorrowland was crowded.
Right, that is true.
Wait till they do a parade in there.
Above your head?
Above your head. I mean, you would not be able to move through there, but it would be awesome. If they could just put like a bunch of Star Wars people on cars moving through, that would be way cool.
That would be cool. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Mr. Banks, get on that too.
Get on that
Once
one.
You renovate Carousel of Progress building or Innoventions or Superhero Headquarters, whatever they're calling it now, once you do that, let's redo People Mover. I would just be happy if they even put People Mover back in.
Well, that would be really expensive to do, right?
Like, would it be?
They've talked about that. The tracks got completely destroyed when they tried to put that fast-moving car in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's been so rusted out, being out in the elements and not maintained for so long, that really a parade with, you know, paid cast members, they might be able to control. But having general public out there, I think now would be way too expensive.
That's too bad.
That is sad.
Well, then they need to just put more shade things up and take the tracks down.
But you know, if you're going to put in a new ride anyway, you might as well put back an original. But I don't know if it's that legendary. Is it?
People really like it in Florida, but I don't know if the people in Disneyland miss it as much.
Yeah.
But it went through the rides and stuff, which is kind of fun.
That is probably the funnest part of the ride.
Right. It's kind of like the train when it goes through Splash Mountain.
That is.
You get like a glimpse of it as you go through.
It's fascinating.
But
wasn't it supposed to go through through Indiana Jones as well?
The train? Originally? I think originally they were going to reroute the Jungle Cruise through Indiana Jones.
That's what it was.
Which would be awesome.
How interconnected is that? And that's what makes Disney Disney.
Right? We can talk about Indiana Jones another time because that's my favorite ride. But until then, we've been talking about the Innoventions building or Carousel of Progress, whatever you want to call it.
Is that what we were talking about?
It was. We kind of got off track, but that's how we do. If you've been on all of these rides, find us on YouTube and leave a comment on the video or contact us anyway and let us know what you remember from Carousel of Progress, because I haven't ridden it in a while. So, until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.